Hi, is Brittany on the phone? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Brittany, hi, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany on the line? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany on the line? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you on the line? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany 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 there? Hi, Brittany, are you there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany there? Hi, is Brittany there?
Hi, yes, speaking.
Hi, Brittany, how are you?
Hey, good. Sorry for being a little late.
That's okay. I'm glad you made it. I appreciate it. My name is Katie, and I'm going to be facilitating our conversation. I just want to let Smith know that you're on.
Okay.
Just email me. All right. Well, to get started, I want to – is now still a good time?
Yep, now's great.
Okay. I want to let you know that I am an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. What I do is I talk to people for a living. I do that sometimes in person, sometimes like today over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say, all right?
Sure.
All right. Anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people that there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And by that, I mean two things. Honest and about you. That's all I care about today. You're only representing yourself. All right?
Sure.
I do want to let you know I'm recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't get everything in my notes. And I have a research team listening in. They're part of the conversation, but they're taking as well.
Okay.
I want to reassure you that everything is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. I look at the responses in aggregate only. And if we get disconnected, please call back in on the same number and passcode. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, are you outside? It sounds like you're outside.
Oh, yes, I'm outside.
Okay. Because are you going to be outside for the – it's cold outside. Probably, wherever you are. Are you in – you're going to be okay talking outside during the call?
Yep.
All right. So what I want to do is find out a little bit more about you. I know that you're in the state of New York. You don't have to tell me any more than that. I just want to confirm that's where you are. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all
that's
right.
Correct.
And who else, if anybody, lives with you in your household?
One other person lives with me in my household.
Okay. Is that a roommate or a family member?
A boyfriend.
Okay. And you're working full-time, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. You don't have to tell me the company you work for, because that's confidential, but can you tell me what your occupation is and what industry you work in?
I'm in education, higher ed, and I'm an academic advisor.
Okay. And how long have you been with your current employer?
A little over a year.
Okay.
A little over a year full-time.
All right.
I was part-time before that as a student.
All right. And so we're going to be talking about financial services providers today and specifically about retirement plans, but at no time, will I be asking you for balances or account information or anything like that, nothing having to do with numbers. Do you have a retirement plan with your current employer? All right. And is it a – what type of plan, 401K, 403B, something
403B.
Else? 403B. And how long have you been enrolled with that plan?
Since August or September.
Okay. Of this year?
Yes.
All right. And did you – since you've been enrolled, have you contributed to it out of your paycheck?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So in these – types of conversations, I like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions. And the first fill-in-the-blank question is this one. When thinking about my 403B with my current employer, I feel blank.
Satisfied.
All right. And tell me why satisfied.
It's a pretty good deal, I believe. I automatically have my employer contribute 5%, and if I contribute another 5%, then they'll match my 5%, so I have 15% of my salary going in each month, so I'm pretty satisfied with that deal.
Okay. I'm sorry, you have what percent going in each month?
As long as I contribute 5% each month, then my employer will match that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would, in addition to that 5% that they're automatically putting in, that's a total of 15% of my annual salary.
Okay. Got it. I guess, you know, I'm not a math person, so you lost me on the math. Because if they're contributing 5% and you're contributing 5%, where does it come up to 15%? I lost a 5% somewhere.
Automatically, my my employer contributes 5%. So if I put in nothing each month, I'll still have 5% coming in from my employer.
Okay. All right, got it. Okay. And how do you view this account? Do you view it as retirement? Do you view it as something else, for something else? I talk to a lot of people, and some people think of their retirement plan as retirement. Some people think of it for something else. How do you think about it?
That it's untouchable until I'm retired.
Okay. And do you have any other retirement accounts, either at other employers that
No.
you left there or rolled over or rolled to IRAs?
No.
All right. So is this basically your first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so let's talk about who manages or provides that plan. Is it Vanguard or another company?
It's Vanguard.
All right. Now, what I'd like you to do, I imagine you're not in a position where you can write anything down because it sounds like you're outside. Probably near a playground, I would guess, because there seems to be children in the background.
Surprisingly, the little kids just happen to come to this courtyard. I don't know how they manage to have so much fun in an open area with absolutely nothing to do,
well,
but they do.
That's what's great. That's what's great about kids, right? They don't need
I
much.
Guess so.
It's
yeah,
adults
they
that need a lot,
know.
Not the kids.
yeah.
So what I'd like you to do, normally I tell you to write things down. You don't have to write it down, but I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to really think about it before you
sure.
share with me your answers. I want you to share with me whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, share with me what comes to mind, like a stream of consciousness.
I guess safe, knowledgeable, practical, and well-known.
Okay. So let's disaggregate that a little bit, talk about each one of those. Tell me where that comes from, this safe part. What does that mean, and why do you think of them that way?
It's not some small company that should something happen, I'll lose my money, because, you know, they, you know, just because they have gone under or something like that. I feel more safe with it, that it's a well-known institution or place of business, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about knowledgeable? Where do you get
knowledgeable?
That?
I mean, just because I guess that a lot of people, they seem to be a big company, and so that they would. I know that a lot of people use them. I honestly don't. I feel like I'm just starting my journey with learning about how to, look into retirement accounts and, putting money away in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I trust what they tell me at this point in my timeline, if that makes sense.
All right. And what about the practical and the well-known? Well, you mentioned the well-known but what about the practical? Where does that perception come from?
Well, it's practical because they are a big company, they are well-known, and it's offered by my employer.
Mm-hmm. And that offered by your employer says what about Vanguard to you, the fact that they're offered by your employer?
I would hope my employer would have its employees' best interests at heart, or if anything, it works out well for them. I really don't know the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
I'm starting off of my full-time career pretty recently, and
mm-hmm.
have yet to learn about all this,
right.
I think, but this is how I view it at this point.
Okay. And now, do you have any other Vanguard accounts that you know of?
I might. I'm not certain, though. I know it's something my parents either have a Vanguard account for me in my name, or it's with another major company, but
okay.
I honestly keep confusing the two of them.
Oh, do you know the other major company that you confuse it with?
it's Tia Crepe.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So before your current employer offered you, here's your retirement, or here's your here's your choices for your 401k if there were choices. Had you heard of Vanguard before, I guess is what I'm trying to
say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But through your parents or in other ways?
I don't know how. Okay. Probably through multiple places. I might have even worked around one of the places, or when I worked for another employer, I probably saw that they had an account with them or something like that.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm talking to people that have had, retirement plans with Vanguard, some for a long, long time and some very recently. You're one of my most recent enrollees, and I want to take advantage of that a little bit because it's easier to remember things that happened more recently than a while ago. But for me, I can't remember what I did last week, so that this still may be difficult because can you tell me just a little bit about the enrollment process of enrolling for this 401k? What did you do? What did your employer do? Kind of how, step by step, how did that work? Do you remember?
Honestly, I'm still a little confused on it, and I might not have totally set up everything that I needed to. I know that I set it up through my employer, and I did that through their own portal. And I found that whole process kind of confusing, but then I went to a benefits fair and Vanguard was there, and they explained to me that it sounded like if I went through the Vanguard website, I would be able to, like, make an account that way, too, if my parents haven't already made one in my name because of their accounts.
Right.
And that if I wanted, I could be more selective in where I guess what kind of mutual funds my money would be going into.
Right.
But I haven't looked into all of that. Plus, I don't really, I trust whatever they have right now, because I don't think I know better at this point, which is also where I guess that, more knowledgeable comes in.
Right, right. All right. So when you enrolled, you said the first part was through their portal, through your employer's portal.
Yeah.
And did you have choices? First of all, did you have choices of different companies? Was it Vanguard versus another provider? Or was it
Yeah, it was versus Tia Crepe.
Okay. And why did you choose Vanguard? Do you remember?
I think when I started, the HR representative said that more people happen to choose Vanguard.
Okay.
So I just went for it.
All right. And then within the Vanguard plan, did you have different choices? You mentioned mutual funds. Did you have different choices of how to invest your money, or how did that work? Or were you?
So I believe if I make the account, I'll have, as it was explained to me by the Vanguard representative, once I make the account, I can pick out how I want to, where I want the money to go. But right now, they have some kind of mechanism where they or formula where they count, what my age is, I guess, and then I guess you can be more risky, at the start of your career. So I guess it's an appropriate investment, based on my age.
All right. So they kind of did the allocation for you, or but do you know how many funds it's invested in at this current time?
No.
Okay, that's fine. But they made a selection based on your age, and then they said you could tweak that or change that if you wanted to go in on the
right.
account. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was you great recollection, because you did much better than I would have remembering something that happened in August. That's for sure. So it sounds like you have not created a online account with them. Set up a username and password.
Right. Yeah. I don't believe I've done that yet.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a moment. I want to broaden the discussion to talk about your relationship with the internet in general. And I want you to fill in the blank. This is another fill in the blank. I am a blank user of the internet.
Frequent?
Okay. So tell me what you do on the internet. Tell me that frequency and what sites do you go to? What do you like to do?
I guess while I'm on the internet, I usually go out on Netflix, read the BBC, read CNN, maybe go on Facebook a little bit, check my email.
Mm-hmm. And do you access it at work, or is it at home, or and what devices do you use?
I go on the internet at work. I go on at home. I use my smartphone, the office computer, which is a desktop, and my laptop. But usually my smartphone if it's for personal.
Okay. And what about, do you do any online banking?
Yes.
All right. And who? What's your primary bank, you know, your checking?
Bank of America.
Okay. And how do you pay your bills?
Online.
Online. All right. Through AutoDraft or through just go into your banking site and tell them, you know, here's who gets paid when?
A lot of my stuff is on auto, and then my credit card I just do monthly.
Okay. All right. And what about one other thing? If you receive a paper check, what do you do with it? I don't know if you ever
take a picture of it.
Okay. So you use a mobile banking app?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about if you have to pay someone else, like you know, you split a check with someone or split a, you know, dinner with someone or need to get reimbursed someone. How do you do that? Use any person?
We usually split it by, like, debit or credit card. People used to owe me money, and I would tell them to transfer it to my account.
Okay. Have you ever done any of that, like Venmo or PayPal or I guess there are others?
I had tried PayPal, but not for that kind of a thing. I don't really like PayPal, and most of my friends have Bank of America, so I just prefer them to do the transfer through Bank of America rather than Venmo.
Okay. And what about you transferring to them? Do you do that through Bank of America, or does that not happen? You
get I don't like owing people money.
I don't either. all right. So, what I want to explore now, so you're a frequent internet user, you're on a lot of sites, you're on your bank, you have online banking and everything. Share with me the reasons why, and you've had your account, your Vanguard account for maybe 4 or 5 months. Share with me why you haven't set up the online account yet.
I guess I don't really know what to do with it, and I just don't feel educated enough to make you know, any informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I want to do, but I feel like this kind of goes into, you know, just kind of settling down into my first full-time job and just getting more financial knowledge, just general financial knowledge,
mm-hmm.
or literacy, rather. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me just talk a little bit about if you think about finances in general and really your retirement, and I know you're just starting out on this journey as you mentioned and put so eloquently, you articulated that so eloquently. If you think about kind of your finances, and I'm going to ask you a 10-point scale.
Mm-hmm.
So on a 10-point scale, scale 1 to 10, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about investing for your future and retirement, where 10 is totally confident you got this, and 1 is not confident at all? If you could give me a
3.
A 3, okay.
Yeah.
Just articulate a little bit, and you've started to a bit, but I want to, now that we've kind of, I'm imagining a continuum or a spectrum of 1 to 10, and I see where your dot is. So fill in the color commentary around why a 3.
I think it's just, you know, not something that they teach you in school so much unless you happen to go into the business, you know. So I really don't know so much. I have an idea of some things that I should be doing. I guess I don't necessarily know how to do it, and I don't know who to trust to give me this information.
Okay. And in terms of investing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And who do you use for any or rely on for any financial advice or counsel or do you talk to anybody? Do you use any sources or meet, you know, online sources or anything like that?
I guess friends and family mostly, just, you know, hearing what people are doing. Sometimes I'll see something online, but it's, you know, it's, I guess, kind of a soft core article on that, you know, as far as that goes.
Yep.
I tried looking into one of those For Dummies books.
Yeah.
But it's a little overwhelming reading all of that and, you know, really making a move after that, you know, putting it into application.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is talk a little bit more about Vanguard.com, recognizing that you haven't been there yet and explored it yet and haven't set up an online account yet. And so I know this is kind of open-ended here, but are there any features or benefits that you could imagine Vanguard.com could offer you that would really motivate or compel you or be relevant to you or important to you?
I guess if I could do it on, you know, if there was an app for my phone, but I guess if maybe it was like an app through my current bank, I really hate putting additional apps on my phone,
right,
you know,
right.
But
uh-huh.
considering I like to do everything on my phone,
uh-huh.
I think just if I were able to have like a portal through the current app that I have through my banking
right.
account,
okay.
maybe that would be helpful, but
mm-hmm.
otherwise I'm not so sure.
Okay. All right. And I know it's hard because it's so out of context and so, you know, without knowing anything about it. So what I'm going to do with you now is share some features and benefits of things you can do on Vanguard.com. And I'm going to do kind of go through them one at a time. And I want to get your reaction to them in terms of, is that important to you or not? Is it relevant to you or not? And I really want you to answer for you. This is not, hey, this is a good idea. This is, hey, this is a good idea for you. Yes or no. You know, is this, you could see going to the, you know, going to the site, using this, or at least being a reason to set up an account. All right? So let me,
sure.
And so you don't get any, do you, have you gotten any emails from Vanguard since you enrolled? That you can remember?
I might have, but okay. I don't know which email they have of mine, one
right.
I don't check so much.
Right.
I know that I have a ton of mail from them.
Well, I was
going to,
you
really
know what, that was a question I was going to ask, and since you've enrolled, how, you mentioned the Vanguard representative that you talked to in person, but how have you interacted with them? They send you mail.
Yeah.
And have you, and all I ask is for your honesty, have you opened the mail? What do you do with the mail?
I think I opened it like once or twice and saw some stuff that looked really overwhelming, and I know that I don't have to take any action on it, so I kind of left it.
Okay. And that's you. How often have you gotten mail? Have you gotten any kind of statements or updates or anything like that?
It might have been statements. Really, I'm not so sure everything that's in it. It was just, every time it's in this thick envelope, there's a ton of information, and it's just kind of really overwhelming.
Okay. All right. And have you ever had to call them in the few months that you've been? And it's fine if
I don't
haven't.
Know
I
if I called
to...
Vanguard or Tiacrest, actually, because I had started making accounts for both of them, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure I got Tiacrest through, but there was an issue with both of the accounts because I think my parents were transferring accounts to, I guess, so that I have control over it,
mm-hmm.
Since they were made when, you know, like I was a baby.
Right. Right.
And so I called, and so then I had to call because there were issues, like, with the transfer of it.
Okay. Was it resolved? And you're not sure which provider it was, huh?
I definitely called Tiacrest. I think I followed up with Vanguard, but I'm not sure now. I can't remember.
All right. So let me share with you a little bit about some different features and benefits of the site. The first thing is it allows you to check your account balance. And get other account information, like what your contributions have been, how much you're contributing, the rules of your plan,
You can research and compare investment options. So in addition to whatever you're invested in now, shows you what your investment now is, whether as well as other options that are available in your plan. And it allows you to make changes to your account. So if you wanted to change your contribution from 5% to 10% or whatever, or 7%, you can do that, as well as if you moved, you could update your address, all the profile type of stuff, or change your beneficiary or things like that. So that's kind of some of the functionality that it allows you to do, and as well as view your current balance, because anything that you've received in the mail is as of when it was printed versus up to date. So
right.
Share with me your reaction to those features, that feature of just being able to see and compare and make changes if you wanted to.
I mean, I really don't see myself making so many changes right now. So, I mean, I guess it's good to know just because, I would say that I'd probably stick with what I have just because I've maximize the benefit that I can get from my employer, you know,
right.
Knowing how much is there. Really,
okay.
At this point, it doesn't mean so much to me because I don't feel like I'm literate enough to know if this is going to help me, you know, 30, 40 years from now, you know, what that's actually going to equate to if there were some kind of tools like that, you know, like how the financial aid website, you know, it's the government website, they have it very spelled out for you, you know, like this is like what you need to do, this is how it'll be done if you use these different, you know, based on how you pay. Like I think something like that could be like really helpful, and I'd be interested in like looking at that, you know, like one of those kinds of calculators. But otherwise, just kind of seeing it, I think that's probably part of why I haven't really made an account yet, because it doesn't mean anything to me at this point.
Okay. Well, you took the words out of my mouth, because the next feature I was going to talk about is that it does provide financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decisions and plan for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put away X, projecting out 20 years or 30 years, 40 years, what potentially that might mean. You know, kind of what-if scenarios?
Yeah.
Is that's kind of what you were talking, I think, alluding to?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes, it does have those types of things to help you plan and make the best decisions. Because you said it, I would imagine that is of interest to you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Have you used, you said on the financial aid website you've used things like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of get a picture in your mind, you know, what it would be. You eloquently use the words what it will equate to, you know, kind of projecting out. It also would make personalized suggestions to you based on your age and what you're contributing now and what's being matched now. So, and this is just examples, but suggestions on setting up automatic increases at the end of the year, or recommendations to save the X percent, or different ways to get there. Is that something that's of interest to you?
I guess so, but I think when it comes to, you know, that kind of advising, you know, especially, I'm an academic advisor. I think that, you know, having that human interaction and understanding that there are so many other things to take into consideration when making these kinds of decisions, you know, that I definitely would take what it would say into consideration. I think I would still find a lot of benefit from having that person-to-person interaction when discussing finances.
Right. Okay. All right. Maybe as a starting point, just something to think about, but not necessarily taking action on it.
Correct.
Okay. There's also online education, articles, videos, webinars, so you can learn more about saving for retirement, finances, and investing. Tell me about that for you.
You mean through the website, or
yeah.
You mean just like...
Yeah, no, I mean through the website that are particularly geared about you know, investing, finances, retirement?
So I think I would find that useful. I think it, this also goes back to me saying I'm not sure. I think it's useful to have, you know, this as one area, person, you know, like letting me know or guiding me through this,
mm-hmm.
You know, to get this information. But I feel like before I really want to make any decisions, I want to get, you know, a lot of, getting more knowledge from different sources.
Right, right. So not relying on your only source, but one point of input.
Correct.
Right, okay. A few other things. I don't know if this is relevant or pertinent to you now, but it does allow you to take, and you could do this offline as well by calling, but if you wanted to do it, you can take a loan from your account. And I don't know if you knew that feature was available to you, but if it was and you wanted to take advantage of it, there's ways you can set that in motion. One, of course, would be calling Vanguard, but also if you have an online account, you can do it through the account. Tell me about that.
I think that is something that I don't particularly care about. In my mind, that should never be an option.
Okay. All right, so not relevant to you. And tell me another one. It allows you, once you have set up the account and given them your email, it allows you to go paperless if you want. Stop receiving all that mail in the mail. And
mm-hmm.
instead you could opt into, they would send you an email saying your statement is ready and you can view it or not. View it or pass statements. You can go online, view statements, you can print statements. But it allows you to cut out all that mail.
Right.
Paperless.
That sounds like a much better option. I think just getting that physical paper, it's very overwhelming to see.
mm-hmm. Okay. Are you paperless in other parts of your life, like your bank?
Yeah, everything else is paperless.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And now one interesting thing with you, if you do have another account at Vanguard, which you say you might, or you get it mixed up with Tia Kraft,
mm-hmm.
let's say you do for argument's sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it was transferred from your parents to your control, as you use the word. Having an online account with them allows you to see all your accounts in one view. So you would see that account from that have come to you from your parents, as well as this retirement account. So you'd have one username and password. You wouldn't have to have two. And it's all kind of a consolidated view. Tell me about that functionality and whether that's, you know, a reason to register.
I mean, that sounds good. I would have thought that it would all be in the same place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that makes sense to have more than one account.
Okay.
That just seems, you know. Not like a good plan.
Right, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So something you would expect.
Right.
Yeah. All right. A couple of other things. You know, we talked about online education about retirement and finance and investing. It also provides, if you want it, broader topics about Vanguard's philosophy and insights and commentary about the latest financial news. I don't know if that's of interest to you or not.
What's going on with Vanguard itself?
No, well, maybe, but more like what, for example, there was something in the news today in general about potential hike in interest rates. And you might be able to find on the Vanguard website Vanguard's commentary on that. You know, how did they, because everybody has an opinion.
Right? Oh. I got it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, since I'm not really doing anything with it right now, I don't really care so much. I mm-hmm. still don't, even if I were to, I'm not really sure if I would have used that as a source.
Okay. All right. And a couple of other things. I want to talk about security a little bit and I don't know if you have this on other accounts, but it does have the option for two-factor authentication. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but if you log in, like on your desktop or laptop, and you or even
right, yeah, understood,
you,
yeah,
you get a code on your texted to you, and then you can type in that code. I don't know if that's something that is of concern for you, is of interest to you, whether you'd set it up. I've heard mixed reactions on that, so we'd like to get your feeling.
I don't really care so much. I know that things can get hacked, and, you know, they get hacked, mm-hmm. and you just got to go with the consequences of it.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine that they have it.
Yep, but not a driver for you.
Not so much,
right.
No.
Okay, and then the other thing, which is the first thing you talked about when I asked you kind of open-ended, there's a mobile app that has all the functionality of the website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can access it on your phone, just like you have your bank mobile app. So tell me about that, because that was the one thing you did talk about. Well, you actually talked about two things, and I will address the other thing. But if you sign up for Vanguard.com, you can download the mobile app.
I hate apps. I think they take up all the space on my phone, and I'm tired of deleting everything on my phone to make space for a new app. I only put it if it's absolutely necessary. I don't think I'm using Vanguard to such an extent that I would, download their app.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a shame that I guess they can't, since it seems like it's linked with other, you know, finances, that, you know, if it was ever linked to something else where maybe I didn't need to download both apps and
yeah.
take so much space, you know.
When you said that it's linked to other finances, what did you mean by that? It seems like
Just because, like with my, I mean, I guess it doesn't make so much a sense how I said it, but I mean, I only have my primary bank account, really, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking in my head that those two go together, and
right.
I understand that not for everyone else,
right.
not necessarily all go together,
right.
but, you know,
right.
how being able to see everything all in one go, so I
yeah.
guess more streamlining it, but that, you know, these are all private companies, I understand that.
Yeah, but who knows down the road, because one thing it does allow you to do, especially if you have, like, an investment account, which you may have, a non-retirement account, which you think you might have from your parents, it does allow you to designate and set up who your primary bank is online. Online. So if you want to take anything out of that account, for example, it knows where to send it, right?
Right.
So who knows down the road, I'm not saying this will happen, but who knows down the road, maybe there would be that functionality of a link, because you would, if you had your non-retirement account, and let's just assume that's, because I know there was some confusion, let's just assume you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had that, and you went in and you set up an online account, and you had access to both your non-retirement account and your retirement account, and on the non-retirement account, you would set up who your primary bank is, who knows, down the road, maybe there would be a interaction between the two where you could just get into Vanguard from there, you know. That's
right.
That's an interesting functionality that, you know, maybe it will happen one day down the road. I don't think it's there now, but...
Right. Well, I think they have something with Merrill Lynch through Bank of America, but I don't use Merrill Lynch, so I don't know exactly how the two intertwine, but I
think one
happening.
Owns the other. I think that's
yeah.
yeah.
Okay,
I think
well,
that's why that's there.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we had a great discussion on all the features and benefits of and there are more, but these are the highlights that I wanted to get your reaction to. Now that you have a little more information, what's your reaction?
I guess maybe I should look online, make that account, move forward all this, and actually put into action that I would like to be more financially literate. And
mm-hmm.
I've found at least one source that maybe could be a help.
Okay. And so short of this phone call, and I'm not, what Vanguard wants to do is find out for people who haven't set up an account, kind of what's keeping them from doing it, in that they're always trying to serve their, they call them clients or 401k participants or 403b participants better. And if, you know, someone's not a registered user, they want to find out why not, so that maybe they can improve. But I can't talk to all those people to kind of get them thinking about it. So let's say we hadn't had this phone call. How could Vanguard, what could they have done to, in effect, you know, enlighten you or educated you about some of the features and benefits of the website to get you to consider to register?
I mean, I guess even if, like, at the health benefits fair, if I had seen something like that, or if there was something through my employer where there was just, you know, a quick, like, a really quick sheet, you know, like, you know, how a resume is looked at type thing they have, you know, to give out to everyone. Mm-hmm. If something like that were on my employer's website for me to easily view, mm-hmm. And I have a better understanding of how it works, because I feel like it's just, it's very vague how the whole process is, and I think part of this is just I got so frustrated with not understanding how it all works that I kind of just set it aside for maybe a little too long.
Right, right.
And during the benefits fair, if they had something like that, and the person, you know, was able to engage with me in that way with just a quick few things, mm-hmm. you know, maybe more of like a triage type thing,
right.
even, just told me that kind of information, then, yeah, maybe I would have had more of an interest, because I think it's kind of funny that I learned all of this and talking through a survey via versus, you know, actually going to Vanguard's representative and had no idea about all that.
Right.
So.
The benefit fair that you mentioned, how often does that, one of those, happen? And I know you,
I think
you're
it's
new
once a year.
So you're a new employee, so you went to it. Would you go to it again or not?
Probably not. Maybe.
Yeah.
If my coworkers decide to go.
And when was the benefits fair?
It was in November, like during the sign-up for everything.
Okay.
Like health benefits.
Yeah. Oh, because health benefits open enrollment, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting, because maybe they can use that as a, you know, a way of reaching out to people, and getting, you know, them to think about it. Anything else that you can think of, that if you think about this phone call, what was and the features and benefits that I shared with you, what was the one most compelling thing that stuck out, or that would stuck out if you think about it tomorrow?
I guess like the calculators, and that there are some things online that like to kind of teach you along the way.
Okay. All right. Now, at the beginning, you shared with me, we're wrapping things up shortly, at the beginning you shared with me some associations you had with Vanguard: safe, knowledgeable,
uh-huh.
practical, and well-known. After we've had this conversation and you've learned a little bit more, does that perception change at all, or are there any words you would add or take away based on our conversation and learning about Vanguard.com?
No, I think it's all still stays the same.
Okay. All right. Well, we are done, Brittany. I want to thank you so much for your time. I also want to let you know, and this was not the purpose of the call, to get you to sign up, because I'd have to be making a lot of phone calls in that case. If you do want to register, you can do it two ways. You can go to the website, Vanguard.com, and I think it's /register.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call their 800 number. I have it if you want it.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. but once again, this was not the purpose of the call, but since you
right.
seemed interested, I didn't want to leave it hanging. All right?
Uh-huh.
So we are done. Smith Research will be sending you out your incentive in the mail. And I want to thank you so much. You've been really helpful, and especially since it, talking to someone who is a very, you know, a very new member of the, at least the 403B Vanguard family. It's been really, really helpful. So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.